Welcome to Fear the Boot bonus episode 17, and I hate to disappoint, but no, it's not that bonus episode 17. This is the one we're releasing in place of it. My name is Dan.
My name is Adam.
My name is Luke.
My name is Seamus.
My name is Sean.
And for those of you that are just now joining us on Fear the Boot, as we say before all these bonus episodes, these are not recorded or edited in the usual fashion and are not on our usual subjects.
Ooh, reprieve for me.
So if you came here looking for gaming advice and humor, you might get the humor, but not so much the advice. So you may want to go check out a regular episode first. But this podcast, this bonus episode here, is actually a very special announcement.
You mean this bonus announcement?
This is a very special episode. Am I going to learn a valuable lesson about life?
That's right. On a very special episode of Seventh Boot, Seamus gets an abortion.
Is it from Adam's sexual wizardry?
It is. He's a sexual tyrannosaurus. But anyway, after the interview that we did with Seamus Young, this would have been months ago now, we sat around with him on the mics after the recording equipment was turned off and asked him the simple question of, Seamus, what do you plan to do after DM of the Rings? And Seamus, do you want to take the story from here or do you want me to keep going?
Oh, well, I mean, there's not much story. I basically had nothing to do. I wasn't interested in doing another screen cap comic just because it's another, you know, I live in fear of the lawyers and they really could end my fun at any moment. Right. And, you know, it's a lot of work to put in on something that you can't really own. And
right. And you might get away with it because of the exception for parody under copyright law.
Yeah, but like I pushed that pretty far.
Yeah. Well, and in the end, you can't sell it. You can't reproduce it. You can't make T-shirts out of it.
Right.
Yeah, there's a real strong limit to what you can do. So we extended an offer and said, hey, if we can get you an artist, would you be interested in continuing what you're doing, except doing a brand new, completely original comic, not a screen cap comic, but something that is completely all new? And this went back and forth in discussion for a while, and we eventually got Sean on board as the artist.
Hello.
And we are now ready to release. And do you guys have a release date in mind for the very first episode of this comic?
Friday, September 7th.
Yeah, that's the same day that DM of the Rings ends.
That's synergy.
Yeah.
So the same day that DM of the Ring ends, this is going to pick up. Yeah. We're going to try in the meantime to get some preview material together to give you guys a little bit of teaser of what this comic's going to look like and what it's going to be about. Obviously, being a bunch of RPG dorks, this is an RPG comic. If you want to check that out, go to feartheboot.com/comic. We may give this thing its own direct URL at some point, but for now, it's feartheboot.com/comic. There will also be a new comic link at the top of our site that wasn't there before. You'll notice that our site will have been rearranged a little bit at the top end.
Take that, Penny Arcade.
Not radically redesigned, but just kind of reworked a little bit. And so they are going to post some preliminary art, and we're going to get some art galleries together and such in the meantime. And do you guys want to talk a little bit about what you have in mind for this comic, where you're going with it, the kind of humor?
Have we given the name of the comic yet?
No, actually we've not. So I'm going to turn this over to you guys and let you sell your thing.
Oh, well, I jumped in there and now I've got to talk.
I don't want to, you know, step on the almighty Seamus' toes, so you can tell everybody the name.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Chainmail Bikini.
Why was that name chosen?
There's two very important reasons. The lesser reason is that one of the characters is a role player that wears a chainmail bikini.
The character, not said player.
Right.
Especially because he's a guy.
Yeah. The more important reason is just
mangina.
The more important reason is that it's just deceptively funny. Easy to get a man to click on something labeled chainmail bikini.
That says bikini.
That's what we call brilliant marketing.
Yeah, so there's that very cynical angle.
It's also a classic, you know, gamer tradition going back.
Oh, it is, yeah.
First edition basic D&D and, you know, up through the years.
Fear the Boot has to be wary of the chainmail bikini because we do have the biggest nipples in podcasting.
By far and away.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, you need to check the forums. There's a inspirational
poster. A beautiful montage.
Montage. That includes people from the podcast, includes Mr. T. Morris, for those of you that keep up with podcasts.
I think that picture actually got me on the podcast. I think that was probably the one that did it.
Yeah, because, your picture's taken at a Worldwide Wing Night. All right, so do you guys want to tell us a little bit about what this comic is going to be about?
Oh, well, okay, I'll start with the story end of it, or the angle that I'm taking. There's a lot of stuff I wanted to do with DM of the Rings. I always wanted to cut back to the players at the table, you know, to get out of the fantasy world and show, you know, how different the real world is. But, of course, Orlando Bloom and Viggo Mortensen wouldn't come over to my house and let me take pictures of them because they're stuck up, you know, artists. And
they're busy.
I know.
Movies.
And they have restraining orders against me, so that wouldn't work. So there's a lot of humor there. There's a lot of things you can do with cutting back and forth between the real world and the fantasy world. I mean, it's almost like it's a joke in and of itself. Before you add any words, just the visuals are funny to see these fat, skinny. You know, we know what gamers are shaped like. And when they suddenly are transformed into muscle-bound, you know, axe-wielding barbarians, it is immediately funny before I have to write any words. So that was what I wanted to do with it. And I don't know, I'll hand it off to Sean about the visuals. I mean, everything, I gave him very little input on what I expected these people to look like, so almost everything visually has come from Sean.
That's funny, because Sean is used to a lot of input from what I hear.
Was that some sort of sexual innuendo?
No.
Do you want it to be?
We don't do that kind of thing here.
No, we don't talk about sex.
Fear the booth. Right, come on.
Well, there were some pretty clear directions. Like, you know, I don't want to give away too much, but he actually gave pretty decent directions. We knew that one character is the fat beard, and one's, you know, like the overbearing, you know, nerd wannabe author. And so I had, you know, ideas of who all these people were from Seamus' notes. So really I just tried to tap into, like, kind of the classic gamer archetypes of, you know, people we've all run into at the gamer comic store or, you know, cons or, you know, wherever. And so that's where these people came from, was all of you out there.
Look in the mirror, fatty. Look in the mirror.
However, if you are a character in DM of the Rings, this is pure coincidence. Any resemblances to persons living or dead, blah, 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 blah. I was actually about to ask you if any of these people were based on someone you actually know, but then I stopped.
They're actually not. I don't have any. Well, okay, maybe one of them.
There was a thing in the news today about the guy who wrote Running with Scissors, is trying to settle a lawsuit over some characters in his book. So we're going to try and steer clear of that. We're trying to reduce the lawyer load, not increase it with this little transition.
One thing I will say about the visuals is, you know, when I was imagining what this comic would look like, you know, before we had an artist, I had this very cartoony, I thought, it could be, you know, like a PvP, you know, a penny arcade-ish kind of thing, just because those are the ones I read, so I assumed it would look that way. And then I saw Sean's work, and it was brilliant, and I thought, but wait a minute, he's got a really serious, I don't know, a gritty style? Is that a good way
sometimes,
to...
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of edgy, scratchy, but then, you know, when we did the first character designs, I thought, no, this is perfect, this is what we need, the last thing we needed was cartoony, this is... The darker style makes the dialogue and the situations even more outrageous and absurd. So I'm very excited about how this is going.
Looking at you know, we have access to, of course, the preview comic. I look at the first couple. I know that you were talking about having a everything's going to be comedic. You wanted to have a villain who's actually somebody you can hate, and a real villain. And when I, between what you'd written and then seeing Sean's artwork, and I'm like, well, I think that's a good combo there, because that a fantastic villain right there. At least image-wise, I'm scared of him. So now you just got to write the dialogue to make me really scared, Seamus.
Yeah, and we're not teasing people. This is going to be introduced in the very first comic, so you're not going to have to wait 10 strips into it to see this.
You just have to wait till next Friday.
Yeah.
I gotta say, speaking of teasing people, we started using your avatars in the forums and got an immediately huge response. So people are
where did you get those?
I want one of those. And we're like, huh? I don't know what you're talking about. I've got a chainmail bikini top in my picture. What?
You know what's funny? I never put that together.
You know the best part about that? That's the titular piece of armor. Yes.
But a boom.
Well, this actually created something of a discussion because I was asking Adam. It's like, because this you started using that right in the middle of that big foreign decency thing, and I'm like, have we just already run afoul of our own policies?
That's why we can't make rules. We immediately break them.
Melina's like, I need an avatar, and I wanted the boobs, but Sean I've now switched. And I'm like,
I've now left the boobs behind and gone for a cartoon me. So the boobs are up for grabs. Wow!
But a boom.
You know, getting back to the art style, though, in addition to the sort of the gritty art, adding kind of an overblown absurdity to the whole thing. I also like it because of the fact that a lot of the comics that I see out there today are done in a very similar style. Either they have the newspaper ask, the big eyes and misshapen mouths and eyebrows that go off the head and all that kind of stuff. Or, even more commonly, Amerimanga. Everybody that draws a comic nowadays is Amerimanga. And I'm not per se dissing the style, because there are a lot of good comics out there that are drawn in the Amerimanga style. And there are a lot of very talented artists out there that do that. But it was refreshing to see you guys putting together a comic that didn't follow either of those style archetypes. That this is something that, I'm sure somebody out there can draw a parallel to something that's already been done. But if we look at least at the bulk of the mainstream, this is a comic that in its appearance is relatively original and fresh in terms of its visual approach.
I would totally agree with that. I don't read any comic. I mean, I read quite a few, and I haven't even seen anything that gets close to where Sean is going with this. And that's good. It gives us a really distinctive style.
Yeah. I think that helps do the artwork, just, brag a bit. But
well, that's what we're here for. It's the only reason I agreed to come on.
Well, because there's a lot of gamer comics. There's a lot of, your Penny Arcades and your PVPs and your Knights at the Dinner Table and your Dark Towers and, all of those. And I think between, me drawing things the way I draw them and Seamus writing things the way Seamus writes, that it's going a long way towards making this, a unique and funny and new thing. And not just like, oh, yeah, that's like Penny Arcade.
Yeah, it's like Penny Arcade, only it's about tabletop games instead of video games. Yeah.
Can you guys offer any specifics on that? Because that's actually a point I was going to bring up, is what is going to set this apart? Let's take the most famous one, Nice at the Dinner Table. What is going to set this apart from that?
Richard,
or you'll have to ask Luke, because
Seamus, I know, never really read Knights at the Dinner Table, and I've only read it a couple times.
Well, then take PvP or Penny Arcade or any what, VG Cats, I don't care. I mean, whatever webcomic you care to take that's relatively geek culture in nature.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know that anybody's doing this, which it seems like an obvious thing. Somebody else, I think it was Sean, compared it to Calvin and Hobbes, the way that we'd see Calvin playing, and then all of a sudden it would cut to the Spaceman Spiff world, or we would see whatever world he's inhabiting. And strangely enough, I am not aware of, that's not to say they don't exist, but I have not seen any gamer comics that does that with role-playing games, which it seems like such a great gag, really. I mean, I can't believe there aren't any major comics that I've seen that do this yet. So,
well, especially psychologically, this is one of the big motives of role-playing, is to be something you're not. And of course, some people take this to the nth extreme of role-playing becomes their power fantasy or their way of acting out real-life aggression. But I think even well shy of that, it gives people an opportunity to explore sides of their personality or to escape the troubles of the real world or whatever spin you want.
Absolutely. I mean, people play role-playing games. Okay, I want to be Captain Awesome. I want to be the badass. But of course, playing a character with high stats does not make you a badass. And odds are,
You have to kill things and take their stuff.
If you're a whiny bitch in real life, then you're going to be the world's strongest whiny bitch in the role-playing game. And that's the sad truth of role-playing, is that all too often your all your faults and all your personality quirks just leak into your hero, and you suddenly become very selfish, neurotic, self-absorbed, and hilarious. And when I say you, I mean, of course, all of us, or at least, everybody but me.
Yeah. The other thing that I'd add, too, is that compared to, like, a Penny Arcade, is that this is, there's this huge overarching story that Seamus has that, this thing's going to go on for, probably at least a year, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's going to be, this giant, monstrous, epic, continuing story of, what these people are subjected to every week at the gaming table.
Without ever explaining why they keep coming back.
I've been sitting here trying to think of a comic that does what you described, kind of the whole Calvin Hobbes thing, and the only thing I can think of are Chick Tracks. Because I think, don't we get to see Black?
No, that one starts at the gaming table.
I don't think you do, no.
I have that one memorized.
Yeah, they're at the gaming table.
Okay. Well, never mind.
I don't like talking about this stuff because it reopens old wounds when Dan didn't pull me aside and teach me real magic.
I know. I'm a terrible DM. I have never
yet. You're also
yet
not a hot chick in your 30s.
Well, yeah.
He does have long hair.
Hairs don't exist.
Oh,
that's right. I said it, ladies. Sexual magnetism.
Sexual tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, until you find out that the actress who plays Chloe is actually in her 30s. And
she is in her 30s.
Yeah, see, there you go. Already in your words.
I can wait for you.
How's that crow magic taste?
Tastes like Allison.
I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up here then. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And remember to go to feartheboot.com/comic to check out some of the early release stuff. And then on Friday, September 7th, you will see the first actual comic drop. And guys, I know real life gets in the way, but what are you shooting for in terms of a weekly release schedule? Do you have particular days of the week in mind? Or when should people...
I know we're shooting for twice a week. We were originally thinking three times a week, but I don't have that much time to draw plenty of people. I don't know, Monday, Friday?
Monday, Friday is good. I like that. And then if we ever do make it to 3 days a week, we'll just add Wednesday.
Yeah. And I guess that would frame the podcast well, as the podcast drops Wednesday, so that gives people a reason to come to our site Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
There you go.
Very good. I am looking forward to seeing this as much as everyone else is, because while I've been watching the discussion unfold on it, I've not been keeping close tabs on it. I'm obviously not in your guys' head, so
yeah.
This is going to be just as much of a surprise to me as it is to everyone
else.
Well,
I want to thank you guys for bringing us together. This is a great thing, and it wouldn't have happened if you hadn't taken the initiative and if Luke hadn't introduced us to Sean, so thanks to all of you guys.
Thanks.
Great, no problem.
Well, Sam, I want to thank you guys for doing this as well, because, I mean, this is great entertainment, and I would hate to see the work that you have done, Seamus, end at DM of the Rings.
Yeah, because,
all of us.
I was reading it the other day, and it's really freaking funny.
So, all right, well, thank you guys for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
Bye!